Hope you are well this Thursday morning. Would love to hear how your week's been going and if you're excited about anything coming up for the weekend. I am the founder of the Clean and Tidy Home Show. Penny Moyes is here, and I'm delighted today to be joined by the lovely Georgina Burnett, aka the Home Genie, who has been hosting our main stage for the last two editions of the show. And we're going to be having a bit of a catch up with Georgina, finding out how her year's been going so far. So if you've got any questions for Georgina or any comments or suggestions about any of our main stage content while we're on the live today, then please drop them in the comments. Would love to hear from you. We have been having lots of fun this end, looking at all of our sessions for all the different stages and speaking to some amazing people about lots of different themes and conversations, and I really can't wait to share more information. So I'm just going to get Georgina to I haven't been able to see the person that's joined us, so let's hope I can see Georgina. But Georgina, you may be joining and I may not be able to see you, so please say something when you're in.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, it's done that thing again where I can only see myself, so I'm just gonna have to imagine you in all your beauty.
Fabulous today is all I
and you are too, having just seen you on your grid, so and stories. So Georgina, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, really well. Oh, thank you. Really well. Although there was rumours of it warming up, and it certainly doesn't feel like it has in my neck of the woods. So yeah, I've got a little blanket on me under here.
I feel like my house is 17 degrees as opposed to about 14, which it was a couple of weeks ago. So
warming up. I love it. So Georgina, just for anybody that hasn't had the pleasure of meeting you so far, do you want to just do a quick introduction?
Yeah, sure. My name's Georgina Burnett. Some people know me as the Home Genie. And I pop up on this morning fairly regularly, doing anything really from DIY to decluttering to interiors. It's all sort of my bag. And I'm also a home coach, so I help people to reach their goals by changing the interiors of their home, whether it's just a room that becomes their sort of power room or the whole house itself. And I also write for Sunday Times and other magazines about anything to do with interiors and DIY.
Nice. You're a busy lady, Georgina.
Yeah, I like to keep busy, yeah. And I'm a mum of two. That's probably, like, to be honest, that's what keeps me the most busy, so...
It's funny, isn't it? I think sometimes as women, we lead with that first, or otherwise we kind of think we're really, you know, we're intentional about all the other things that comes after. I remember reading an article about where you should position that in your introduction, which I found fascinating.
I know, because it's, the thing is, I would say that it is the thing I do the most, even though I seem to manage to fit everything else in. But yeah, I think it's the being, I'm a single mum as well, so being a single mum of two is, it certainly keeps you on your toes. But the work side of things just is my passion. So actually it doesn't feel like work, which, you know, makes me a very lucky person. Apart from invoices and admin, I hate that kind of thing.
I love it. Well, that kind of leads me on to my first question, because our theme for January and coming into the new year has been New Year Be You. So what does it mean to be Georgina? So there are all the things that you kind of do, but what does it mean to be Georgina?
Oh, wow. I think well-being is a huge thing for me. I've had times in my life, post-age depression, that kind of thing, that actually obviously, as it does, brings you down on your knees. At the moment, I'm going through a divorce. That's incredibly emotional. And one thing I really prioritise is being healthy, both in body and in spirit. So, and actually, that's a big part of what I do in terms of interiors. You know, I'm not into, let's not just go for a colour because it's fashionable. Let's go for a colour because actually it makes you feel good. And for me, that's really important. And, you know, the decluttering side of things. I mean, I'm a messy person in the body of somebody who wants to be tidy and needs tidiness. So it is a constant battle for me. And I have all, you know, you open my cupboards, they're all baskets labeled, all that kind of thing. But you know, you go into my bedroom right now, I've got my floored robe and all that sort of thing. So for me though, tidying up, making sure things are tidy and everything has its place, enables me to live the life that I lead. And also just, I find that my motivation is massively affected by that. So I think it's sort of all encompassing, but something I've just realized over the years is what's so important is that looking after yourself, and then you can look after the people around you.
I love that so so much. And I think it's really fascinating sometimes the things that we're often quite good at are the things that won't always necessarily come naturally. And I know that I've seen that the president of APDO and a few other professional organisers are on here. And I know that some people, or certainly some of APDO members, have said this in the past, that actually they became so good at organising because perhaps it was something they were really challenged in before. And so sometimes I think you can overcome those things that you might you know, find a struggle and actually become experts.
Actually, I think because I am intrinsically a messy person, that unless I have all these strategies around my house and all these kind of ways of doing things, I would be in such a mess, and then that would affect everything. So, I mean, I wish I was my daughter. My daughter is very, very messy, and it doesn't bother her. You know, we spent an entire day of the summer holidays just sorting out her bedroom, you know, putting things in boxes that were labelled and everything. And I said at the end to her, "Oh my goodness, doesn't it feel better?" And she said, "No, not really." Oh my God, I've got no hope with you there. No hope whatsoever.
It's interesting, yeah, that Shana's just said, once you come to the understanding there will always be something that needs organising, life becomes less stressful. Because life evolves, right? Life happens.
Yeah, I think I've realised that with my to-do list. I'm very much a list maker as well. And I have, you know, lists of lists. And you know, you just have to understand that list is never going to end. It's never going to get shorter. And you will never get to the bottom of it unless you find some way of stopping the world for an entire week. I just don't think it's ever going to happen. So
it's so true. I've started trying to think of my list as me getting things out of my head and prioritizing them rather than all the things that I need to do. And that's just given me a little bit of that this is not everything that I'm trying to do. It's everything out of my head, and actually more working out the things that I don't have to do. But it's hard to stay that disciplined.
And I think that's really important, and it's something that I talk to people about their bedrooms, for example. So I was writing something for a magazine the other day that about, you know, what to keep in your bedside drawer and what not to keep on your bedside table. And you know, it's fairly obvious, isn't it, the things not to, you know, try not to have anything that makes noise or light, and not have clutter. But actually, I would say the one key thing to keep next to your bedside, whether it's in the drawer or if it's on the top, is a notepad and a pen. Because at nighttime, I'm sure I speak for a lot of people here, is when those little things are going round in your head become bigger things and they really snowball out of control. If you don't write them down, and whether that's just writing them down or actually writing down what's the worst that could happen, you know, what do I want to happen from this, and what's it within my circle of control, which I think is a really important thing to consider. I think it's about being kind to yourself, isn't it, and understanding that you can't do everything, you can't be everywhere, and you can't do everything.
So. Yeah, what's that phrase, you know, think about things that you'd say to your friend. Often we're so much more unkind to ourselves than we are to others, so we should just be really mindful of that.
Yeah, 100%, definitely.
So 2024, how has it started for you? Are you somebody who sets intentions, goals, resolutions? Does 2024 need to be different to last year? Have you got lots of expectation? What does it usually look like for you? And is there anything that you're really working towards this year?
It's funny, actually. I didn't have a great year last year. I'm going to be completely honest. Divorce and such, and just a lot of illness as well. And I think that probably, you know, stress brings that about. And I was really excited about 2024. And then I woke up. I didn't have a big night on New Year's Eve. Woke up on New Year's Day with this awful cough. And so I've been sort of trying to get over that. So I was really excited about it. And I still am. I just feel like maybe my body was telling me, right, just you know, take a step back. It doesn't all have to start straight away. So so for me, this year is going to be very much about looking after my health and obviously the kids' health and everything, mainly through sort of nutrition. And I've cut out caffeine and alcohol and all that sort of thing. So, work-wise, I've always been sort of banging the sustainability drum, but I really want to do something a bit more, I'm trying to think of the word, something that I can say, right, yeah, this year, this is what I did. So at the moment, I'm brainstorming with various different people about whether it's a podcast, whether it's, you know, weekly Instagram lives like this. But what I really want to find is the way that you can truly live a more sustainable life that's realistic. So not really expensive, because, you know, with a lot of sustainability in the home, there is a lot of very expensive technology that you can put into a home to make it greener, and you can kind of completely revamp it. But we're certainly in this day and age, we don't all have the money to do that. So I want to find the little ways that we can make a difference. And actually, I was really inspired by the Clean Tidy Home Show last year, because there were so many amazing cleaning products that are going, and things I hadn't come across before, where, you know, just and really sexy products as well. So I think that's really important. You know, I look at cleaning products and they're just garish, you know, it's quite often. And whereas a lot of the ones I saw at the show were sort of really interesting, and they weren't just looking at what's actually within the product, but for example, that you put something into a lot of the lack of sustainability with these products is the carting of them around the world or just across the country, heavy items, whereas actually a lot of that is water. So why are we doing that? Why don't we just have a tablet that goes in? And so I was really sort of fascinated by, that's really kind of changing the way you think about things. That it's not just about how it's manufactured, it's not just about the ingredients and how those are produced. It's actually about the next thing. How does it get to you, and how do you keep that kind of being green? So this year I want to find lots of different home products, whether it's to do with interiors, whether it's to do with cleaning, anything basically to do with the home, and see how I can live the life that I want other people to see that they can live as well, and document it. So whether it's podcasts, whether it's Instagram lives, whether it's YouTube videos, that's the thing that I'm sort of coming to think about. And TikTok, I need to get on TikTok. I was like, this is Games of Thrones, and everyone was like, oh yeah, you must have watched Game of Thrones. And I was like, oh no, I haven't watched it yet, should I start watching it now? Now I feel like the same with TikTok. I'm gonna do TikTok this year, okay?
I'm too much of a scaredy cat for Game of Thrones. I know that a lot of people watching this are like, what? And my husband's obsessed, but yeah, too much gore for me. I just don't have the the emotional resilience to watch it.
I couldn't commit to it in the end, didn't manage it, so.
I love it. It was funny, we were talking on a live the other day with the lovely Emily from Perimenopause Hub, and we just started talking about baths. It was kind of all galloped gone to it, and how actually we kind of connected on the fact that neither of us really liked baths, and quite a few people in the comments. And it's one of those things that just because everybody's doing it, stay in your own lane, you know? It's not going to bring me joy, so I'm just going to steer clear of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny with the bath subject, because the idea of it, I love the, you know, candles, you know, really going for it. When it comes down to, I can't be bothered. I actually can't be bothered. Give me a quick shower with a minute of cold water at the end of it, and that's it. I'm sorted. That really gets me going.
Yeah. I love it. And I think going back to your point about some of the sustainable products, I think, you know, there's so many other benefits too, especially as a concentrated product, you know, taking up less space in your storage cupboards and things like that. Like you mentioned, paint, so an amazing brand where actually it's almost like in a refillable packet. So the more you use, the more it reduces in size. And, you know, just things like that, that actually you're like, there's so many other benefits, not just the kind of eco credentials. So it's really exciting to see, as you say, some more kind of dynamic products and solving some other issues, because we want products that work, right, and that we're going to enjoy and we like the look of. So rather than compromise on those things, absolutely. So one other thing I wanted to ask you, Georgina, obviously hosting the main stage, there are lots of interesting conversations, and our kind of starting point of your home as your launch pad and really reviewing all the things that we look at is the first point of making your homework for you is to get to know yourself. So we've found out a little bit more about you and what you want from this year, but curious to know if any of the sessions kind of really resonated, anything that we're talking about has really helped you to get to know yourself, or whether through some of the things you've been through in the last few years, whether it's really made you realize kind of who you are and how you perhaps want to live in your home. You know, you talk about being a home coach for other people. Have you done much kind of soul searching or anything like that in the last you know, weeks, months or years?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I feel like I've been on quite a journey with sort of finding me and with interiors, because I very much in the old days subscribed to the, oh, like, you know, let's have everything grey and calm and all that sort of thing. And actually, I struggled to have children. And when we were trying, I suddenly realised, you know what, I need calm. So I realised I needed to get rid of clutter. I needed actually quite muted tones in my home. And that was kind of helping me to relax and thankfully my sort of miracle, oh, makes me want to cry, my miracle little girl came along, and now I have two, a little boy as well. And then after that, I sadly suffered from postnatal anxiety. And actually, I started realizing that what I needed was color in my life. And I started discovering, I mean, I'm wearing orange now, for example, one of my favorite colors now. Whereas years ago, whereas now it's one of my favorite colors because I pair it with teal or something that just, you know, gives me that. I'm in, you know, in my lounge at the moment, those are the colors in my lounge. And it gives me sort of energy, but at the same time, I find it relaxing. And so I have definitely, through interiors, found who I really am as well, because that then, you know, as I was saying at my top, that then transferred to my clothes, because actually the interior, the colors in my interiors came first. I used to wear black all the time, and then I started to say, no, actually I'm going to wear some colorful dresses and tops and outfits, and actually that gave me a lot of confidence, and it almost sort of revitalized my whole wardrobe, but also me, and sort of I started discovering, no, this is who I am. I'm not really the person that hides away in black all the time. So yeah, it has been an interesting thing. But I mean, going back to the show, I've said this to you before, I can't pinpoint which of the discussions that we've had on that stage in the past 2 years has changed my life, because every single one of them has fascinated me. And there I'm going to be completely honest, there have been subject matters I'm like, oh, I'm not sure whether that's going to be so my cup of tea, but you know, I'll go with an open mind. And how I go, oh wow, yeah, that's really interesting actually, and that is something that I can easily put into my life. And that's what I've loved about those discussions, is actually so many of them are very simple solutions or ways of thinking to integrate into your life, which I think is quite unique actually. I've said this to you before, Penny, that I've been to a lot of exhibitions, and I feel like every single one of those discussions I came away feeling like I'd taken something away, even though I'm working. I really felt like I benefited from it as well.
Oh, I love that so much. And going back to your point of how your kind of homes evolved, I think that's one of the kind of key themes about the panels on the main stage as well, is life happens, you know, as we say, things evolve. We change, or our needs changed, you know, my journey in my home since working away for a lot of the month, then having children and needing to use it in a different way, and going through lockdown and coming out of that and working from home, and you know, all of these different adjustments that, you know, we're dynamic as people and our home should be too, to support that. So I loved how you gave those examples of the kind of evolving home, and I'm sure there'll be elements that will evolve again to better suit what you need at that time.
Well yeah, because even as you know, I had to get used to the fact that I have to have toys out and they're going to ruin the line of my room. But even that, as they grow older, the toys that they have are different. So you then have to change what the storage that you need is for those different items that they suddenly want. Or where my daughter's concerned, how on earth you contain her, because it's not all contained to her messy bedroom. It's everywhere. So whereas my little boy is very tidy. He actually seems to get a thrill out of tidying up. So I'm going to sort of harness that as much as possible.
It's fascinating to see how they start to home, isn't it? And you know, I've got one of my boys will just chuck something across the room where the other one will put the two shoes down together or whatever. And it's fascinating to see that kind of stuff come into play.
Yeah, and you wonder like how much of this is nature and how much is nurture, because I'm guilty of probably teaching my daughter to just throw clothes on the floor, because when I'm busy that's what I do, and I just put time aside later to and I'm one of those people, it's all or nothing, so it's either really messy or it's immaculately tidy that someone could come around and do a magazine shoot. I just don't do the in-between thing.
Oh, I love it. So to wrap up, Georgina, is there any kind of advice or key takeaways, either you as Georgina, host of the main stage, or as friend of the Clean Tidy Home Show, or part of this community, or even home coach, anything that you kind of want to share to kind of leave everybody who's joined us today with a bit of kind of inspiration or otherwise?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say, and because I think this is something that is very easily done at the Clean Tidy Home Show, is just to be kind to people and yourself, because I know that sounds very glib, but when you're at the show, there's such a lovely open atmosphere that you feel like you could go up to anybody and chat to them, and it's a really, really nice atmosphere. But actually, I'd like to see that happening in life more, particularly with women towards women. You know, there's nothing better than somebody saying, "Oh, I love your dress," a complete stranger on the street saying, "I love your dress," or just paying somebody a compliment that is a complete stranger. I feel like that's sort of really passing on that kindness, and then that sort of helps you to be kinder to yourself as well. So I know that's very cliched, but no, I just feel like in the moment so much going on, I just feel like that's a really important thing for us all to take, and it's really encapsulated in the show as well. So
yeah, no, I really love that. Oh well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and for everybody who's tuned in, really excited to see what's coming up and all the things that are coming in terms of the sustainability stuff, so we'll definitely keep tuned on that, but can't wait to see you again at the show. But thanks again, and everybody enjoy the rest of your day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.